The ballroom. This is where the Hotzens would have glorious events throughout the year. This 1,300 square foot room was originally painted to look like an outdoor summer patio scene. Notice the walls, how they are stenciled to look like a fence. Above the fence, the lilacs give the illusion that there are bushes behind the fence. The slanted walls, too, had the lilacs painted on the canvas, but these walls didn't fare very well through the years. Originally, the ceiling was painted to look like an evening sky. The original light fixtures fell prey to the second antique dealer. They were located where the chandeliers are now, and were domes with crystals hanging around the perimeter. And the sconces were similar to the ceiling lights, but were half domes. The door in the center of the far end of the ballroom opens into another cedar closet. This room is above the front balcony. The small doors around the ballroom open into storage areas that run the length of the ballroom. The Hotzens did a lot of entertaining, but not all functions were as upscale as you might expect. It has been reported by one elderly neighbor that as a young boy, he made a delivery here one morning after one of their parties. He was surprised to see people still sleeping on the floor of the ballroom. There is an attic in the mansion which can only be reached by a ladder. The hatch to the attic is located in the ceiling of the hallway outside room number 9. The attic is about 4 feet high. In the attic, there is a ladder to another hatch which leads to the roof. The view from the roof is spectacular. On clear days, Mount Bohemia, 30 miles northeast, is visible, as are the Huron Mountains.